you have questions, just let me know. I'll come around.
It's 8 p.m. on a Wednesday, and a group of about 20 parents and high school students are shuffling in and out of the East High School Library in Salt Lake City. They're poring over the tax documents and other information they need to complete the free online application for federal student aid, or FAFSA. It's the gateway for determining eligibility for federal and state financial aid programs like grants, loans, and work-study opportunities. Next fall, high school senior Helen Maldonado will be the first in her family to go to college. She plans to complete her general education requirements at Salt Lake Community College and then go to the University of Utah to study nursing or radiology. Maldonado is completing documents with her father, Jose.
It would be nice if I got a full ride to the U, but I have to look into more scholarships for that.
Once Maldonado completes her FAFSA, she'll have an idea of how much federal aid she'll be awarded, as well as how much money her family will have to pay out of pocket.
I do not want her to be bound to for life on a debt.
Jose says he hopes his daughter will not need student loans.
I'm going to try all my means to be free of debt and have a good life.
Buddy says if Helen does accept loans, he'll help her pay for them when she graduates.
We have different cultures, and she's my responsibility until she leaves the house. She could be 25, 30, but that's the way it is.
Steve Rogers with the Utah Higher Education Assistance Authority helps organize the free FAFSA nights. He says part of his job includes getting students who accept loans to consider their return on investment, to borrow wisely and exhaust all options before borrowing at all.
I mean, as in anything, we want to be very, very judicious and try and help people understand what are your interests, what are you going into, how is that going to compensate you when you're done with school.
But the reality is most students will accept loans to pay for their college education. Andrew Reeve is in a graduate program called MIAJ at the University of Utah. It's a mix of international affairs, economics, business, and law. He's approaching $60,000 in student debt.
And I tell most people I don't want to break $100,000. In debt, but I will if I have to, because I'm educating myself and someday hopefully it'll pay for itself.
Reeve says he didn't qualify for much financial aid and the scholarships he received dried up quickly. But he says he has more sympathy for his roommate who studies music.
I mean, I see him performing, I see him doing everything to get as far as he can, but there's no money in music. There's no money in art anymore.
Reeve says there are fewer financial opportunities available for people who aren't in engineering or medicine.
I think it's a huge problem for all of us. I keep spending and I keep taking out more and more loans just to get me through. And I hate it. I really do.
Joseph Richards didn't go to college in Utah, but he's facing a dilemma that's common for graduates. He accumulated most of his debt while completing his master's degree in Colorado. He's now gainfully employed as the manager of a hiring firm in Murray, but he still can't make regular payments on his $40,000 debt. Richard says he didn't consider the other debts he would amass after graduation.
I was unemployed for about 5 months, and obviously I'm not making money during that time, and I still have credit cards due, and so it's credit cards coupled with living expenses in general.
Richards anticipated, like many other college graduates, that a graduate degree would provide him the income to tackle the debt, but it didn't.
I feel like I'm at the point right now where I've come to terms with the fact that I will have student loans probably for the next 20 years or so.
According to a national report by the Institute for College Access and Success, two-thirds of college seniors who graduated in 2011 had an average of about $26,000 in student loan debt. That's up 5% from the previous year. Utah performed best on the list, with an average of $17,000 in debt. But the out-of-pocket cost for students in the state is still on the rise. A decade ago, in-state tuition at the University of Utah was about $2,500 a semester. Today, a Utah resident will pay closer to $6,000 per semester. Utah public colleges and universities are funded by a combination of state tax dollars and tuition. In 2008, the ratio was about 63% tax funds and 37% tuition. Today, it's about 50-50, meaning students are paying more out of pocket than in previous years to make up for the state's dwindling contribution. Dave Bueller is Utah's higher education commissioner.
The big change is, of course, we had some budget cuts during the recession. At the same time, between 2008 and 2012, we added 16,000 new students. That's the size of Utah State and Logan.
In the wake of cuts, Bueller says Utah colleges and universities are spending about $600 less per student than they were in 2008. He says that's an indication schools are operating more efficiently.
Also shows that we haven't used tuition to totally backfill the budget cuts that we had during those days.
Bueller says higher education officials are not bracing for cuts this year, but a tuition increase is expected. How large it will be depends on the budget state lawmakers pass at the end of the legislative session. Last year, the State Board of Regents approved a 4.5% increase, the largest since 2002. Bueller believes this year's increase won't be as significant. Whitney Evans, KUER News.